Jesus explains about forgiveness. The scribes and the Pharisees brought to Jesus a woman who had been caught doing seriously wrong. And they put her in front of him and they said, "This woman was caught doing wrong. Actually, in the act we caught her." Moses said that such a person should be stoned to death, but what do you say? They were testing him so they might have an excuse to accuse him. Jesus got down and with his finger wrote in the dust on the ground as though he didn't hear them. When they kept on asking him, he stood up and said to them, "Whoever is without sin among you, let him be the first to throw a stone at her." And again he bent down and wrote on the ground. And when they heard it, they went away one by one, beginning with the eldest, and Jesus was left alone with this sinful woman. And Jesus stood up and saw that there was nobody but him and the woman, and he said, "Woman, where are those who were accusing you? Has no man condemned you?" And she said, "No man, Lord." Jesus said to her, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." So although it's wrong to judge people, it doesn't mean that sin doesn't matter. And so that's why Jesus said to her, "Go and do not sin." Something a bit similar happened.
But he still loved her.
Still loved her, yes.
Even if...
And they were hypocrites. Hypocrites means that you're saying one thing but doing another. And they were probably also guilty. One of the Pharisees then asked Jesus to eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. And there was a woman in the city who was a well-known sinner. And when she heard that Jesus was eating in the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster box of perfume and stayed at his feet behind him, crying. She began to wash his feet with tears and wiped them with the hair of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with the expensive perfume. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he thought to himself, "If this Jesus was really a prophet, he'd have known what kind of woman that is who's touching him, because she's a sinner." And Jesus replied, "Simon, I have something to say to you." And he said, "Oh, Master, speak on." Just like people say, "Oh, yes, I'm open to what the Bible says." But not really. Jesus told him a little parable. He said there was a man who had two debtors, two people who owed him money. One owed him lots of money and the other owed him just a little bit of money. When they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave both of them. "Which of them will love him the most?" Simon replied, "Well, I suppose the one to whom he forgave the most." Jesus said to him, "That is correct." Then turning to the woman, he said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I came into your house and you didn't give me any water for my feet, but she's washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hair of her head." And that was very expensive ointment, that perfume that she'd poured out, as once they'd broken the top of the bottle, it could never be used again. And Jesus said, "Look, she did all this for me, but you gave me no kiss. You didn't anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed even my feet. So I say to you that her sins..."
Instead of her head, she can only anoint his feet.
Yeah. "So I say to you, Simon, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, because she loved much. But he to whom little is forgiven loves little. He said to her, 'Your sins are forgiven.'" And the people who were sitting at dinner said, "Woo, who's this who forgives sins as well?" But he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go into peace." Peace with God. So the point is that this Simon didn't think he'd been forgiven very much, and so he didn't love Jesus very much. The woman had been forgiven.
Why did he send him, ask him to come to?
Well, I suppose he invited Jesus to come to lunch because it was sort of a trendy thing to do, to listen to this Jesus, see what he had to say. Whereas the woman who showed so much love to Jesus, Jesus said, "Well, she's sinned a lot. She's been forgiven a lot. And that's why she loves me a lot." So what we've got to do is to realize how much we have sinned. And then we'll find the strength to, well, quite naturally, we will come to love Jesus as she did. It's people who are very arrogant and proud and think that they're very good. It's them who think, I haven't been that bad, I might have just been a little bit bad. It's them who have no real love, no real fire inside them for Jesus.